Get those soldering irons heated up, folks. We're going deep today.
Into the world of ham radio.
Yeah, but not just any ham radio. We're talking about those classic homebrewed rigs.
The ones you build with your own two hands.
Jesus.
The sleek and sophisticated...
Software-defined radio!
ADR!
Exactly. And to guide us through this signal-filled landscape we're tuning into.
Solder Smoke Daily News.
A blog that's practically a love letter to hands-on electronics.
You can practically smell the flux fumes just scrolling through their posts.
Now, Solder Smoke has been crackling with discussion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about an article by radio guru Rob Sherwood, who went on this quest for the cleanest transmitter signal.
I like that cleanest in quotes.
Right. So here's the thing.
What's that?
His winner wasn't some shiny new SDR setup. It was a vintage Collins 32S3.
Wow, really?
A radio older than probably a lot of our listeners.
That is quite a statement.
Uh-huh.
Throws a wrench in the whole newer is always better idea.
Right. Especially when we're talking about signal clarity.
Absolutely.
So before we get lost in the static of this debate.
Sounds good.
Let's make sure we're all on the same wavelength.
I'm all for that.
What do we even mean by clean signals? And why should anyone besides a ham radio enthusiast care?
So imagine this. A laser beam versus a light bulb.
Okay.
A clean radio signal is like that laser-focused direct-to-measure, and it stays in its lane.
Stays in its lane. I like that.
Yeah. And it's crucial for minimizing interference.
Which is.
Think about when your neighbor's Wi-Fi is just hogging all the bandwidth.
No, no, not the Wi-Fi.
And suddenly your cat videos are buffering.
The humanity.
It's a tragedy.
Yeah.
But seriously, it's the same idea. Too much interference.
So clean signals equal less interference.
Exactly.
But what makes this vintage Collins 32S3 so good at it?
Well, Solder Smoke actually did a deep dive into the Collins inner workings for it.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they unearthed some fascinating tech that helps explain why this thing is still a star player.
All right, hit me with it.
Two words, thermotrons and negative feedback.
Okay, thermotrons.
Thermotrons.
They sound like something out of like a science fiction novel.
They kind of are. So you've got your regular vacuum tube, right? Mm-hmm. Heat from that filament inside.
Yeah.
It can really mess with the electron flow, and that leads to those unwanted emissions we were talking about.
Makes sense.
You know, picture a thermotron, like a high-end temperature-controlled oven for those electrons.
Oh.
They use a separate indirectly heated cathode, which keeps things much more stable.
So instead of a flickering candle, it's like you said, a really precise, even heat source.
Exactly.
No wonder it produces a cleaner signal.
It was a game changer back in the day.
Still holds up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then there's this whole negative feedback thing.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of counterintuitive.
How so?
Well, I mean, shouldn't more feedback be better?
Not always. It's like when you add a pinch of salt to a cake recipe.
Okay.
You don't want a salty cake, right?
Right.
But that little bit actually makes the sweetness pop even more.
Interesting.
So with negative feedback in a radio, you're taking some of that output signal.
Okay.
And feeding it back into the input.
Got it.
But here's the key. The polarities are reversed.
So it's like hitting the undo button.
On any distortions or unwanted frequencies that snuck in.
During the amplification process?
Exactly. Like a self-correcting system for the signal.
So what comes out is as close to that intended transmission as possible.
You got it. And the best part.
What's that?
The Solder Smoke author, they point out that with a little skill and the right components.
Yeah.
You could build a radio with this level of quality today.
Really?
No need for the latest tech.
Makes you appreciate the ingenuity of those early radio designs.
For sure.
But with all this talk about vintage radios and clean signals, why are some folks worried about the ARRL's Clean Signal Initiative?
That's a good question.
Is SDR about to kick homebrewing to the curb? I mean, SDR has definitely like revolutionized the ham radio scene, right?
Oh, absolutely. With its digital processing and the versatility, it's amazing.
Mm. But does embracing the new always mean abandoning the old?
That's the heart of the debate right there.
It is.
Well, there's this concern that this push for cleaner signals, it might be misinterpreted.
As in?
Like out with the old, in with the new.
And leaving homebrewers in the dust.
Exactly.
So it's less about the technology itself and more about what we as a community choose to prioritize.
100%.
Is it innovation at all costs?
Or do we try to preserve the art of like building from the ground up?
I mean, because remember what we were talking about earlier?
What's that?
Rob Sherwood's findings.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A clean signal isn't inherent to SDR.
It all comes down to design choices.
You could have a cutting-edge SDR setup.
The latest and greatest.
That generates a ton of noise.
If it's poorly designed, of course.
It's kind of like comparing a hand-stitched leather wallet to one of those mass-produced ones.
I see what you mean.
They both hold your cash.
True.
But one has that legacy of craftsmanship.
Yeah, and that attention to detail that you just don't get with mass production.
Speaking of which, Solder Smoke, they shared this really cool video showcasing ham radio in the 1970s.
Now that's a blast from the past.
It's so cool seeing those Drake 2Bs, the HT37s.
Don't forget about the,
And they even had a homemade Thermatron rig.
Wow. Talk about dedication.
Takes you back.
It really does capture the spirit of those early ham radio operators.
Doesn't it? That thrill of making contact.
Across the airwaves.
And the ingenuity of building and fine-tuning their own equipment.
This is a different time, that's for sure.
And even their signals.
Well, what about them? The blog author was saying they had this certain, like, character.
Character. In what way?
Like a little chirp here, a bit of drift there.
I see.
It's like those little imperfections give it a unique kind of sonic fingerprint.
It's like those audiophiles who swear by the warm sound of vinyl records.
Exactly.
Compared to digital audio.
Yeah, which can sound kind of sterile, even though it's technically cleaner.
It's the imperfections that tell a story.
So as we start to wrap up our deep dive here.
Sounds good.
It seems like there's way more to consider. Than just the technical specs and chasing the newest gadgets.
Couldn't agree more.
Clean signals, we've learned, they're achievable through thoughtful design.
No matter what you're using.
Exactly. Whether we're talking about a vintage Collins 32S3.
Or the latest SDR setup.
And while SDR obviously offers some incredible possibilities.
Oh, for sure.
There's something to be said for keeping that home brewing spirit alive, you know?
Absolutely. That creativity, the mastery.
Building with your own two hands.
It's about appreciating the journey just as much as the destination.
So true.
The signal, the connection we make, the passion that drives it all.
And hey, who knows? Maybe by rediscovering the elegance of those classic designs.
The ones that started it all.
We might even spark some new innovations.
Now there's a thought.
Something to ponder as you explore the ever-evolving world of ham radio.